Switching gears now to a happier subject. The winter holidays are upon us, and if you celebrate Christmas with kids or have friends who do, then you probably know about Elf on the Shelf. If you don't, then just know that the elf is magic. He or she appears early in the holiday season, sitting on a shelf or somewhere in the house, and he or she flies back to the North Pole every night to report to Santa on just who belongs on the naughty list and who is being nice. Now, Elf on the Shelf has become wildly popular over the years, and Jewish dad Neil Hoffman got to thinking, why isn't there something similar rooted in the Jewish tradition? Well, meet Mensch on a Bench, a doll and book combination that Hoffman created for Hanukkah, which begins tomorrow. And Neil Hoffman is with us from Cincinnati to tell us more. Welcome. Happy Hanukkah.
Thank you, Michelle. I appreciate it.
So first of all, for people who don't know, what's a Mensch?
A Mensch means a really good person. It's a person that you strive to be.
So tell us the story of the Mensch on a Bench. Who is Moshe?
We made him up so that we could introduce Jewish children to the real story of Hanukkah through the eyes of Moshe. And Judah Maccabee, he fights this war. The Jews win. They come back to the temple, and they're exhausted, and they just want to go to sleep, and there's enough oil left for just one night. They all want to go to bed, and this old man in the back says, you know what? I'll sit on the bench, and I'll make sure the oil doesn't go out. And they say, oh, Moshe, thank you so much. You're such a mensch, sitting on that bench watching over the oil.
The miracle of Hanukkah is that the oil lasts for eight nights, right? Is it seven or eight?
It's eight nights.
Eight nights. Thank you. I'm from New York. I should know this. So it lasts eight nights instead of one. And so that's the miracle. So how do you incorporate the mensch on a bench into your Hanukkah ritual?
We created eight rules for having a mensch that range from singing and playing dreidel and doing latkes with your family to having the mensch watch over your menorah. And one of the rules we created was also one night of Hanukkah, you're not going to get presents. You're going to go out, you're going to buy presents for somebody in need, and you're going to give them to somebody else.
So now, as we mentioned, Elf travels every night. He or she shows up in a different place in the house every morning. And that's part of the fun of it is you got to go find, you know, your elf and see where he or she landed after he's reported to Santa. Does Mensch travel around in the house?
Elf is so magic that the kids can't touch him. Moshe is very different. Moshe is meant to be played with. Kids can put him in different positions, take those pictures, and share them with friends and family. So one of the rules is Menches get sore sitting on the bench every night. Kids have to change up how Moshe is sitting or standing or what he's playing with. So it's a little bit more interactive.
So he doesn't get splinters, right?
Exactly.
You
don't want him
to get
splinters.
Out, right? Exactly. So, and Moshe is very, he's got a beard, he's wearing his prayer shawl, he's got a kippah. Did you have a model for Moshe?
I did not. I loosely went off my own grandfather. Really, what I wanted to do is get somebody who is Jewish but not stereotypical. So we tried to.
I don't know.
Find this...
He's a little fiddler on the roof guy, kind of.
A little bit.
Kind of.
We need him to look Jewish but not so far that we're making fun of Jewish people. So I think we found that perfect balance, and he's cute and he's cuddly. He's got the tallis and he's very clearly Jewish. And the feedback we're getting from Jewish families already is incredible.
That's what I was going to ask you. That was going to be my next question. So, and you had the expertise to do this in part because, what, you used to work for a toy company, for Hasbro, right? So
yes, I worked for Hasbro for 5 years, loved it there. My wife moved us out to Cincinnati, and last year we were walking through Nordstrom's, and my wife and son, we're an interfaith family, and we're raising the boys Jewish, and they asked, Daddy, Daddy, can we have an elf on a shelf? We've seen our cousins have this. And I said, no, you can't have this. You can have a mensch on a bench. And I was just kind of kidding around, and the idea really just stuck in my head. So, you know, I realized we had a cool name, but we need a reason for being. So I went back and I wrote the story. We got a prototype done, and we went out to Kickstarter. We raised over $20,000, had over 300 people kickstart the project. And my wife and I decided, you know what? Let's take a bunch of my son's college fund. Let's take a risk, bring a bunch of little Jewish dolls into the basement for this year and see if anybody's interested. We sold out in 2 weeks. But the good news is that we've got some serious retail interest. We're hoping that the Mensch on a Bench is going to go national next year. And what's really cool is the people who did get them are going onto the Facebook page. They're doing exactly what we wanted. They're taking pictures of themselves and their families playing and interacting and starting this new tradition and sharing it with the rest of the community.
Which makes you kind of a mensch.
Kind of.
Yeah, except that you didn't make enough for everybody to have one. So what's the opposite of a mensch?
I can't say that word on radio.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't know. All right. Well, we don't want to disappoint two people. So I'm sorry that, you know, if you're excited about this, then unfortunately there are no more Mensches for this year. But hopefully next year.
Here's what we're doing to try and be Mensches is anybody who goes onto our website and buys a Mensch right now, we'll send it to you in the spring, but we'll also send you a free copy of the ebook. And then next year, we hope to be out in some big retail stores, and we hope to make that announcement pretty soon. We're having those meetings in the next few weeks.
Well, happy Hanukkah.
Well, Merry Christmas to you, or Thanksgiving, as That's the right. next couple days will provide.
Neil Hoffman is the creator of Mensch on a Bench. He joined us from Cincinnati. Thank you so much, Neil Hoffman, for joining us.
Thank you.
And if you are thinking only in America, you might be right about that. Tomorrow, we'll speak with the author of Hanukkah in America about how and why Hanukkah has become probably the most visible Jewish holiday in America. And we'll also talk about how to blend those Thanksgiving and Hanukkah menus since the two overlap this year. But next, something for everybody, we'll talk about how to avoid oversharing on Thanksgiving. This is Tell Me More from NPR News. Please stay with us.